What I'd like to talk about today and what's brought me to the edge of my chair recently is the Voynich manuscript, which is something that, though I had read in occultism fairly deeply and in alchemical literature, it is not written in any known alphabet. It is written in what scholars call Voynich script, of which this manuscript is the only known example in existence. And part of the problem of the Voynich manuscript has to do with locating instances of Voynich script somewhere else. It is a manuscript. That means it's written in long and it's not a printed book. Only one copy is known to exist. It's at the Beneke Rare Book Room at Yale, and it was deposited there by the estate of Mr. Alfred Voynich. First of all, it's very unusual. Books which no one can read. I discovered a very curious cul-de-sac in the history of ideas. The Voynich manuscript has become a kind of conundrum of the intelligence community. Retired intelligence officers take it on and attempt to crack it. The Voynich script, the most sophisticated computer analysis shows that the manuscript definitely is a language. There is meaning. The occurrence of prefixes and suffixes, certain internal rules of grammar have been identified. The Voynich manuscript, here are the known facts. Voynich manuscript, here are the known facts.